Mr. Gaddy's, Gaddy's Pizza is one of those names that's been around for, you know, almost half a century. It actually started, oh, down towards Stephenville, then moved to Austin. But now it's headquartered in Fort Worth, and it's growing like crazy again. Michael Potes is the president of Gaddy's Pizza and joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me today.
So you are, I mean, I was trying to get a number, and I keep seeing these elusive, you're in 23 states now?
Well, right now we're in 11 locations, or 11 states, and then we're generally franchising now in 23 states. So that's a big deal for us. We've been quiet for 7 years. We haven't had very much external growth, and you know, we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later this morning, but we just opened up a new location in Killeen, so that's huge for us, and we're open to franchising in 23 new states now.
So how do you distinguish yourself? This is such a crowded field. What makes Gaddy's unique?
Well, we're a little different. So our pizza quality and taste is our priority. So we start the day making our dough fresh every single day. Every single day, and we do a three-rise dough. It's a fantastic product. We serve it with a fresh-packed pizza sauce, which you just don't see very much anymore. We don't have cans. We don't steep it overnight with spices. It's a fresh-packed sauce from Heinz, 4 hours out of the field. It's being packaged for us custom, and we use a 17-day aged provolone cheese, smoked provolone cheese.
So taste has got to be the key.
It's phenomenal. And, you know, whatever business you have great service, you have great family memories. But I think the cornerstone to it is always going to be having a great product that you can stand behind, that that folks will crave and come back to.
You guys have owned this, what, 2.5, 3 years?
Yeah, we're going on 3 years this June. So
it went through a lot of iterations before that. Like I said, a lot of homes, Stephenville and Austin, and then you move it. But then I saw some massive locations that were sort of like Chuck E. Cheese's or Gaddylands, or what was it? Gaddyland? Is that what it is?
Well, what happened was is that the locations really started to grow in size, and so there we have had a lot of different names. When we had bought the brand, the first priority for us was to get back to the basics and find the latency that existed when the brand was at its peak of success, and then just reconnect the dots at every key decision point and bring the brand back to, you know, ground zero where it was successful. And so, to your point, we have Gaddylands in the system and Gaddytowns and
Gaddytown.
And everything really now is just is licensed under Mr. Gaddy's. We're going back to the original name. We're going back to one platform, which is a family entertainment center. We think that we have a sweet spot in that because we're not a Chuck E. Cheese. We're not driving kids in between 3 and 6 years old, and we're not Dave and Buster's looking for young adults to adults. We're looking for a family experience, and so we offer what I think is a great broadband of opportunity for a family to have a great family experience and great pizza and have memories and stories they create together and then hopefully come back and do it over again.
You've had a long career in this industry. I mean, you started as a kid, Jack in the Box, and then I know you were at Whataburger, you were at Papa John's. You did time at Dairy Queen, which has got to be fun. So what did you learn from all these iconic brands? How do you become Whataburger, Dairy Queen, you know, for the pizza business?
Well, I'll tell you, the brand I don't have a huge pedigree of skins on the wall with respect to elite colleges, but I would look at Whataburger as a graduate degree in restaurant management.
Oh, yeah.
Those folks really knew how to operate a business, and I learned a great deal from, you know, some great leadership at that company, and they really understood how to keep the culture the priority in the business. And
so it filters on down.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the thing is that when you add too many layers in a business, in my opinion, and you separate yourself from that point of sale, you know, the magical point of that 48 inches between the front counter and the back of the house where the magic happens, where you have that, at that moment a guest is going to decide if they're going to come back and have you as a meal again. The farther you get away from that as a leader, it's tough. You know, it's kind of like driving a car with extra soft shocks, and it's hard to feel the freeway.
Well, but I can, I mean, and it makes perfect sense. But I would, and I would think that would be a lot easier when you have all company-owned stores. So how do you carry that over when you've got this diverse bunch of franchisees that are several states away?
Well, the thing that we were so proud of was just the association with the franchisees that were in the system when we bought near 3 years ago. They were a very durable bunch that survived in lieu of ourselves. They really just kept the brand going, and they were great to work with. We believed that from a credibility perspective, that skin in the game was just, it was mission critical for us to demonstrate our commitment to re-energizing the brand properly by demonstrating that we had the prowess with the locations that we owned and demonstrated that good stewardship. And then,
well, have you got like a signature location? Have you built, that you've built since you guys have owned it, that is sort of the prototype that you want to see going forward?
Absolutely. So we've had a lot of organic growth. We have a great family entertainment center that's our most recent in Mesquite, Texas, which is what our prototype looks like going forward. And one of the things that was very important to us was that the days of those 40,000 square foot, 30,000 square foot family entertainment centers are really coming to an end. They're just cost prohibitive when you're not up and running for business. It's like undertaking an aircraft carrier out for a dinner cruise around the bay. They're just so expensive.
You're going to put the whack-a-mole people out of business.
Yes. So we really just defined a model where our sweet spot lies 7,000 to 20,000, and we're really targeting a 14,000 square foot platform where we think we can execute a great product.
Do they have
product buffets?
Yes,
so they'll still have the buffet. And you can look at the business more in thirds. So you'll have a third of the business will be the part of the business that serves the food and the kitchen. And then you have a third of the business that's just our family entertainment center, the game room portion of the business. Yeah. And then a third of the business dedicated to parties, game room, seating and whatnot. So it's a very it's very unique to the brand, and it's different from a size perspective. And I think the next piece that's a little different is we're not using buying the buffet as the point of entry into the game room. So we've set it up now so we have two separate entrances.
So you can do it separately.
Absolutely. So we can collect, if we've got somebody who's got $20 to spend and they really like to get busy in the game room and spend quality time there, we might not let the pizza get between them and the games if that's what their focus is. And
makes it easier to clean up the game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, so quickly, where are we? You've got, what, 90 locations right now?
We're closing in on 90 right now. We're near 89 at this point. We've got a location that just opened in Killeen. We've got one underway in Tyler that's getting close to starting construction.
Where are you going to be in 5 years? What do you think?
We're hopeful for another 150 to 200 locations. We have brought in some expertise externally that has been very successful out in the market in franchising, and so that's really where we're going to spend the lion's share of our time, is growing the brand in the franchise arena. And I think we have a great product that is unique, but I think we're positioned well from a family entertainment center perspective, because we cover a broader range of participants.
We wish you a lot of luck. Michael Potes is the president of Fort Worth-based Mr. Gaddy's. We got a Mr. back there, right?
Yes, sir.
I like that. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.